Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from beautiful Eaton High School, the new brand new stadium out here. It is 1310 KFK's Saturday Night Game of the Week, brought to you by Buildings by Design. Clark Johnson and Kyle Johnson tonight as the Reds host the Platte Valley Broncos. Kyle, how are you, my friend?
I am good. How are you? I'm glad that we are in a booth tonight. We don't have to worry about you. I mean, I haven't had to worry about it anyways, but you have been getting soaked, so I'm glad that we don't have to worry about that tonight.
Yep, two broadcasts in a row where we just got drenched, but tonight, man, this is an outstanding stadium. The facility is beautiful here. The sight lines are great. I'm just saying everything about this. Talk about my new favorite place to call a game. It might be right here at Eaton High School tonight. The Reds, number three in the state. Platte Valley, number four in the state. We'll find out. The Reds, two-time defending champion, of course. We'll see what they got. They beat Brush this past season. They beat Lamar the year before for all the marbles. The Reds would love to three-peat, but, of course, stumbled in the opener against the Classical Academy. But I said stumble? Maybe not. Classical Academy could be one of the best teams in the state this year. They're number one right now, as a matter of fact. We'll see if they can hold that spot. That was a 1916 game. Then the Reds came back, Kyle, and they demolished University. I think University is a little bit looking for some answers right now, but the Reds came out at game two and really put their mind to it.
Yeah, you heard Coach Grable this, with you and Coach earlier in the week, I think yesterday, when he said, I feel bad for University, and I think that was kind of the case. But, yeah, that offense seems to have struggled for University, but part of that probably had to do with a really good Eaton defense as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Walker Martin went 13 of 17, a buck 93 and three touchdowns. The defense held University to 31 yards rushing the football. That's a 1.6 yards a carry. That's going to get it done, folks. There's no question about it. For the Broncos, they come in 2-0, and they beat Kent Denver 21-20 in the opener, and then Weld Central 28-14. The question for the Broncos is, have they played anybody yet? And tonight we're going to find out that answer.
Yeah, and I think Coach Hoffman admitted that to a point last night when he kind of said, blah, 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 blah. He said, we hope it's a good game, one. Sure. And then another time he said, this is kind of our measuring stick. So I think he kind of is curious where they're at. Weld Central struggled against Fort Lupton last night, so that makes you wonder how good is Weld Central, how good is Fort Lupton, where does all of that stay? I caught a little bit of the Platte Valley Weld Central game, and that game was not as close as 28-14. They gave up a touchdown bonehead at the end of the half and then had a touchdown. The points they gave up were not much as far as giving up points, so be interesting to see. I think it always comes down to, and it has here lately, in size on the interior of the lines for both of these teams. A lot of times Platte Valley seems to struggle with the size that Eaton has up front on both sides, offensively and defensively.
Broncos have had the Reds' number until last year. Broncos had won four in a row in the series, but last year it was all Eaton, 32-0 in the game in Kersey. So we'll see. Is that meaning that it's this rivalry is moving back to the Eaton side? We'll find out tonight. Can the Broncos, I think it's going to come down to Broncos' defense tonight. Can they stop the Reds? Can they keep this game close early on? We'll see as they tee up the football here. Logan Cogburn, 73, that's who I've got kicking off here. It had been Mason Judge, a sophomore for the Broncos. So not sure what that means. Here's the kick. It's short. Going to be taken up now out to the 25. This is Cade Gentry to the 28-yard line. Spun out of a tackle there, and down he goes. Reds will start out at their own 28-yard line. First and 10 against the Broncos as they go to work under senior quarterback Walker Martin.
Good job by Bryant Beeman there on the tackle for Platte Valley. You mentioned the returner tried to spin out of him, and he hung on to him and got him down to the turf.
All right, Reds, Walker Martin, 21 of 30 so far, throwing the football, 344 through the air. That's 172 yards a game, five touchdowns, just one pick. Rushing the football, 16 for 84, 5 yards a carry and a touchdown. We'll see what the Reds do on first and 10, their own 28-yard line. First snap from the new stadium. Pitch it back, right-hand side. This is going to be Morgan Tribbett out to the 35-yard line, still on his feet, and pushes his way out close to the 40-yard line. Tribbett, nice run on first down, and he gets about 12 on first down and a Reds first down.
So just like you talked about, can they slow them down? The first play does not look good, but obviously a long, long ways to go.
First down from the 40. Martin will come out of the gun here for the Reds. send a man in motion here. That's right or true. Where are they going to go to Tribbett again? Up the middle of the 40. Morgan puts his head down and goes to the 43-yard line. So give him three on first down. Here it'll be second and seven for the Reds.
It was Beeman again who snuck through the line for Platte Valley on the tackle.
Well, the Reds, number three in the state, snapped the four-game losing streak against Platte Valley, as we said, 32-0 last year. Look at the conference, Kyle. This is an interesting conference that the Reds are in. Steamboat Springs, here's the give, left-hand side. This is right or true. He's got a good block up front and room to run inside Bronco territory and down to about the 43-yard line. Right or true there for about 12 more, and that's a first down for the Reds again. But, Kyle, I'm talking about Steamboat Springs, Fort Lupton, Berthoud, who's much better this year, Faith Christian, who looks really down, and the Academy might be the team that pushes the Reds this year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And how good is Fort Lupton? And they hung 60 on Weld Central last night, so
you're right.
Keep an eye on the Blue Devils as well. There's a swing pass out.
It goes to Morgan Tribbett. He's got all kinds of room down the right sideline inside the 30. There's a flag, though, at the 36. This may come back. Tribbett all the way down to the 19-yard line into the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone, but I think they're going to march this one back the other way. This is going to go against the Reds.
Spot foul on the holding.
Reds trying to make it three in a row here. Of course, so we're talking state championships. They beat Brush 26-14 last year. And the year before that, Lamar 28-21. So CSU Pueblo has been kind to the Reds towards the end of the football season. Two straight. Can they three-peat this year? All right, here we go. First down and call it 13. Here, give it a right or true left-hand side. Oh, he got a good block. Right or true busted outside the 20. He may go. Right or true looking for the end zone. This is a Reds touchdown.
Ball kind of came loose there and guys flopped on it in the end zone, but by that time it had already crossed the plane of the goal line. And as you said, Clark, that's good for a touchdown.
So Ryder True sticks it in the end zone there. Nine left to go, and that's going to be it. I said, can the Broncos stop the Reds tonight? I think if the Broncos are going to win this, it's going to be a lower-scoring game.
Big crease that time for Ryder True as well, as he just found one little spot, shook a linebacker, and it was a house call after that.
Extra point coming up. Zach Grable will try to knock it through. 6 of 7 so far for Zachary on the extra points. Wait, snap, place down. The kick by Zach is on the way, and it is good. Boy, that's the way you want to christen a new stadium. You go with the football all the way down the field and stick it in the end zone. 7-0, Reds in front over the Broncos. 9:59 to play here, first quarter. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, folks, welcome back here to Eaton High School. Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth, Clark Johnson and Kyle Johnson, two brothers from another mother. And 7-0 Reds, man. Kyle, that was quick.
Yeah, they marched it right down. I think they really only held them on one. I mean, they had a big play on the first play of the drive, and then another big play shortly after that as this kick goes out of the end zone. And then the pass play was a big play, too, just called back. So that defense is looking a little porous to start for Platte Valley.
Yeah, Reds even shot themselves in the foot and got away with it. So, yep, the Reds put it in the end zone, 7-0, a Ryder True touchdown. And now they'll go to work that kickoff over Ethan Johnson's head. It's a guy you know, right?
Yes, I do. Ethan had a good game last week against Weld Central.
All right, speaking of Johnson's, Howdy Johnson will go to work here first and 10, the 5'9", 148-pound junior. Give it up the middle, a lot of room to run here. That is, I think, Brody White, the junior, takes the football out to about the 29-yard line.
Justin Fannebecker.
Oh, it's Fannebecker, 25. Justin Fannebecker, take that back, 5'10 senior, gets the carry. 5.0 yards per carry and a touchdown so far for him this year.
That was a nice hole for the Platte Valley offensive line that they opened up for Fannebecker as well.
Second down for the Broncos. Call it a one here. Going to throw. Howdy goes right-hand side. Tipped away. Zach Grable got a hand on it. Tried to go on the outside to Josh Eagleton, the junior. He's the leading receiver. Well, he and Ethan Johnson have 5 catches apiece. But Eagleton's made the most out of his 128 yards and 2 scores. So third down and a yard here for the Broncos. Big time that they need to get a first down and just keep moving forward here, down 7-0 with 9:25 to go. Boy, not using any time on the clock here in this drive. Howdy in trouble. He's tripped up in the backfield and down he goes. It looked immediately, Kyle, like he wanted to run with the football, but the Reds got in defensively.
Yeah, that was 27, if that sounds familiar.
That's
Morgan Tribbett in there.
Both sides of the football, that dude is tough. And his uncle, they retired his number tonight, Mitch Unrein.
Let's see, he was also fairly tough.
He was he could play ball a little bit, couldn't he? Yeah, it was a good ceremony with Mitch before the ball game here tonight. All right, Broncos going to kick it away here. Eagleton's back to kick. Big looping snap to him, and he kicks a line drive. That's like a single up the middle. Waiting for it. His cage entry at the 39. Goes to the 40. Slipped. Oh, and then a little extracurricular activity at the end. And the crowd here and on the Eaton side, they want a flag, and they're not going to get one. So put the football down to the 38-yard line. The Reds will start from there with a 7-0 advantage in the football game. Thank you, folks, to our great pregame sponsor, of course. That's Martin Marietta. We thank them for all their sponsorship on Preps Radio. Also, Buildings by Design. They are a Game of the Week sponsor, full-service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million-dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. Reds going back to work here. Not even 4 minutes into the ballgame tonight from the brand-new Eaton High School Stadium. All right, Martin up under center from the 38. Going to throw a quick one left-hand side. Austin Martinez, the catch. Got a couple, and then the Broncos played it well on the outside. It'll be second and about eight.
Martin's pass complete to Martinez. Gains about three on the play.
First completion for the Reds in the ballgame.
Put it at the 41. Give him three there. It's second down and seven here for the Reds. Reds, the loss to the Classical Academy in the opener 19-16. That was a late field goal. And then the crushing win against University 41-6. Second and seven for Martin. He'll come out of the gun. Where is he going to go? Give the football? No, fake handoff right over the middle. Tate Smith, the catch. The big tight end's got a first down to the 49-yard line. They needed about seven. He got eight. First down, Reds.
You mentioned it. Big target for Walker Martin is Tate Smith.
Tate will be going to Oklahoma State. He's going to see his old buddy Ryan Uhrer there. Ryan will be a junior when Tate gets there next year, and both going to be playing baseball for the Cowboys. Man, that's a huge program, too. Pitch back right-hand side. D'Angelo Rosas gets his first carry to the 50-yard line. Maybe he gets a yard. Nice job defensively that time for the Broncos. Getting outside was Cody Helms, the junior defensive lineman, to make the stop.
Pine Valley defense able to string that play out a little bit and stop it before it really got going.
So second down and eight here for the Reds at the Bronco 49-yard line. 7:18 left to play first quarter. 7-0 Reds. 42-yard score by Ryder True. Here is Walker Martin trying to run for it, and he does. He gets outside the numbers and gets inside the Bronco 40 and down to the 38-yard line, and that's an Eaton Red first down.
Walker could have went either way with it. He had a running back running right with him on that play. He elected to keep it, and he says, I'll take the 14 yards and a first down. Already the fourth first down in this first quarter for the Reds.
Set to go now. Walker's going to throw right-hand side. Get once Tate Smith again. Oh, good move by Smith after making the catch. He's off to the races. Look at the speed from the tater tot. Touchdown. It is the Reds in the end zone again. Tate Smith makes the catch and gets to the end zone here. It's his first touchdown, receiving touchdown of the year. Kyle, did you see him turn on the jets for the big guy?
Yeah, he had one man to beat. That was Jeremiah Molinar, and he spun around him, and then it was, as you said, see you later time.
So 13-0, Reds. Wow. I was kind of on the fence, and I love Troy Hoffman and what he does at Platte Valley. 17 straight years for the postseason. But I'm just not sure that man-to-man they're going to be able to match the Reds tonight. Extra point on the way, and it is good. Grable knocks it through. 6:51 to play in the first quarter. It's all Reds so far. 14-0 Eaton. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Folks, welcome back here to Eaton High School. Man, this is gorgeous out here, I'm telling you. Announcers get excited about great places to call games, and this is quickly moving up my ladder, I'll tell you that. 6:51 to go in the first quarter. Eaton High School, what a beautiful stadium. The field is gorgeous, too. And a great view up here. The press box is A+. Man, this makes it fun. Here's the kick deep. Ethan Johnson's going to go back. Look at it. This ball's alive, bouncing away. He's got a jump on it. Ball's on the ground. Do the Reds have it? Let's see. They may have the football. They do. At the Platte Valley 6-yard line, Ethan Johnson's got to go get the football.
That ball hit, and I think the last one hit about the 3-yard line, but you can't be that indecisive and let that ball decide if it wants to roll into the end zone. It hit, backspun, and now Platte Valley even in more trouble as Ethan.
Ball, I think. A minute into the second quarter, Roosevelt was 42-0 last night against the defending state champion Fort Morgan Mustangs. Football is a weird game. It's shaped weird. The ball bounces weird. All right, Martin set to go from the 7-yard line in the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone. Give the ball up the middle. They go close to the goal line. Tribbett got to the 1. So give Morgan 6 on first down. It'll be second and goal. And the Reds are a yard away from a 3-score lead here in the first. We're not even halfway through the quarter.
I was gonna say, we haven't even got halfway through the quarter yet, and they're that close.
Unbelievable start. Broncos have to be, their heads have to be spinning a little bit right now. Second down and goal from the 1. See what Walker does here. Will he take it himself? No, he's going to go right-hand side. Tribbett again. Does he get there? Just pushes his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Reds.
Three scores for the Eaton Reds in the first quarter. Three different players in the end zone.
So I love the Reds, the crowd. But, I mean, they're a little bit lackluster tonight, I'm just saying. These are the two-time defending champions. You're in a brand-new stadium. You're up 21-0 against your rival. Get on your feet. Extra point coming from Zach Grable right now. I might be the most excited guy in the stadium right now. Extra point coming up here. 20-0 Red. Snap placed down. The kick is on the way. And the kick is no good. Zachy missed that one. So 6:12 to go here in the first quarter. We'll step aside. 20-0 Reds already. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton High School, brand new Eaton Stadium here. 20-0 Reds. Three scores already in the ballgame. And they will kick off again. Zach Grable, who just shot the extra point wide. Usually pretty automatic, Mr. Grable. He'll try to drive this one deep. Zach kicks off. Line drive is going to go towards the corner and bounce through the end zone and out. Touchback. And out to the 20-yard line here for the Broncos. Well, Kyle, let's do it. Let's right now get to our CNH Solutions scoring summary for a 20-0 lead. Give it to us. How did the Reds get in there?
Yeah, that was an easy one. Two plays, Morgan Tribbett both times, 6 yards on the first run, and then he chomped it in there from 1 yard out, only 36 seconds off of the clock. PAT, no good.
Reds taking over after the Ethan Johnson fumble. I guess we call it that. It was almost just a live ball. Ethan was trying to get that weird-shaped ball to stop bouncing sideways, and the Reds came and got it to the 7-yard line, and then two plays later, as Kyle said, Tribbett's in the end zone. First down here, Howdy's going to throw it. Right-hand side, tipped away and almost intercepted. Off the hands of Fannebecker, I think, on the outside.
Yeah, Platte Valley went empty backfield there. I think just trying to change looks. Obviously, they're scrambling, and you don't want to just give it right back to the Eaton Reds. But so they are going to need some first downs here to just, if nothing else, flip field position a little bit and
slow the tide.
Slow the mow a little.
Yeah. It's been a whitewash so far. Here come the Broncos, second down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Howdy Johnson wants to go to work here. Fake it. No, he did give the handoff up the middle that time, and they take the football. I think it's Fannebecker. It is, as Justin takes it out to the 22-yard line. And so the Reds are going to be sitting in a third and about seven here. I'm sorry, the Broncos, I should say. Reds defensively trying to get the football back already, up 20 to nothing already. I don't think they're going to get to the same spot that Roosevelt did last night, 42 points in 13 minutes of football, but I don't know. Back to throw, Howdy again, rolls right, throws back across the middle, and he looked like he had Hagan Jackson, the junior, coming across the middle, but threw it behind him a little bit, and he couldn't make the reception.
Yeah, Howdy kind of rolling to his right, Jackson running the opposite direction, and I think he just threw it a little bit behind him, and the punt team back out there.
Well, guess who's going to get the football again? Reds will go to work for the fourth time, three times with a football now. One very short field, but three times with a football, three scores. Snap back. Here's the kick. It is blocked. Got in and blocked the football. Was it no, it wasn't Grable. It was. Zach Grable got there and blocked the ball out of bounds on the punt. So you've had a kickoff that was really not ever picked up. And now a blocked punt. It's not the 7-yard line of Platte Valley, but it's the 30, Kyle. Still a short field.
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal for the Broncos. And just watching punting last week, they had quite a few short punts too. It's like it's almost worth it to try to go for it at that point because I think they would. I think they only gained about 5 yards off of that punt.
All right, 30-yard line. Reds will go back to work. Already up 20 to nothing. We got 5:24 to go first quarter. Walker Martin with three receivers here. Going to throw it left-hand side. That's a out to Ryder True. He threw it behind him. True has to go back and pick it up, and then Ryder makes something out of nothing. Gets about 4 yards into the 26-yard line.
Ethan Johnson up to make the tackle that time for Platte Valley. You got to want to tackle Ryder True when he's at a full head of steam, too.
Broncos defensively, Brody White, the junior. He leads the club in tackles, 10.5 a game. Here's the give up the middle, spinning out of a tackle here and going down inside the 20 to about the, well, right at the 20. It was Tribbett carrying the football. Morgan gets the first down for the Reds right at the tip of the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone. Reds will go back to work. We'll talk to you about Paul in just a second. I can tell you he's great. He's doing my car insurance right now. It's about the experience, too, with an insurance agent. I mean, there's a million six of them. So get somebody you know is going to just keep you in the right loop. Keep your family in the right stuff so you can rest at night. Paul Dobenbarger, Shelter Insurance. Walker wants to throw. Corner here, reaching up that ball. Is it caught? No, out of bounds. I think it's Trent Salberg who tried to come down with it on the far side, and it's incomplete.
Ethan Johnson in coverage that time for Platte Valley. Broncos need to tackle better, too. The last play when they picked up the first down, Platte Valley had good penetration, but Morgan Tribbett, rather, kept the legs churning, ran right through that penetration and picked up 7 yards.
Second down, 10 for the Reds now at the 20-yard line. Martin go up under center this time. Where is he going to go? Give the ball to Tribbett again. Backside, Morgan goes to the 15. So he got about half of what he needed there.
Morgan Tribbett up the middle for 5. Brings up a 3rd and 5.
Third down, 5 coming up for the Reds. Well, sure, this sure beats last night. I'm dry.
Yeah, I imagine. It wasn't bad in
my
the
notes
studio.
My notes haven't faded away. Nothing's sticking to the table. It's great.
Your equipment's working.
The equipment works.
It's amazing how much better it works when it's dry.
Thank you, Lord, for indoors. Here's the give. Right-hand side, Tribbett looking for a hole at the 20, the 15. He's inside the 10 and all the way down to the 7-yard line. Tribbett's got a first down there. Gained about 8 on the play after taking a deep handoff. And the Reds have a first and goal, leading already 20 to nothing in the football game.
Morgan, 7 carries now for 42 yards unofficially in this first quarter. 170 total yards of offense so far for the Reds to about 8 for the Platte Valley.
Wow, how about that number, Kyle? 170 to 8. Here comes Walker. He's going to throw the football right over the middle. Tate Smith is all alone, and it's the 4th Reds touchdown of the ball game. Is that Tate's 2nd?
It is.
Boom. Look at the tater tot, man, having a big game. Hey, that big play down the sideline before. 26-0 Reds here in the first quarter. Well, we paid for this. The first two games of the year in Prep Radio were both inside a minute to go. Home teams coming back to win by a point. And I think we shot it right there, folks, because every game since then has been a wipeout. Snap plays down, the kick by Grable. This one, Zach knocks right through the middle. And 3:38 to go here in the first quarter. We'll step aside. I think we got one more break to go here. 27-0 Reds in front of the Platte Valley Broncos. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Pope Farms is local, and that means the freshest locally grown produce is waiting for you at Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center in Greeley. Mouth-watering Palisade peaches and fresh pears and apples headline a fabulous lineup of Colorado produce. Check out our locally grown green beans, sweet corn, and fresh flowers. Be sure and pick up some fresh roasted chilies. We grow, buy, and sell local. Colorado proud. That's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center at Highway 34 and 65th Avenue in Greeley.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mark Johnson, Kyle Johnson in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez and Kersey Alliance Irrigation for all of your irrigation needs. The Broncos need some irrigation help right now. They're springing a leak. 27-0 in this football game, and the Reds kick it off. Waiting for this one. Take the football to five now. This for the Broncos out on the right-hand side. Take the football out to the 30, 35, the 40, down the sideline, the 50. This is a good return.
Talon Short That is.
A 14. I didn't think that was Talon's number. And I didn't know that he was back in the lineup. I know he got banged up early.
Yeah, he didn't. He did not dress last week, but made his presence felt on that play.
Well, I'm going to pencil him in over here because my guess is we're going to see him more than just a little bit tonight.
You're going to try to pencil him in.
I am. It's that everything's still wet from last night, I think.
He split out wide now.
Talon Short. First time I saw Talon Short, I said, that's a basketball player, folks. Kid can flat out hoop. First down for the Broncos at the 45 of the Reds here. Good field position. Howdy Johnson, good move outside by Howdy. Then he dives ahead to the 40. So give him about five on first down. It'll be second and five coming up here for the Broncos, down 27-0.
Broncos still looking for their first down, and they're down, as you mentioned, 27-0.
41-yard line of the Reds here. Second down. We'll call it six after a gain of four officially. Howdy wants the football, has it. He's going to carry it up the middle now, looking for some place to go, and he's hit immediately as he gets across the line there. Nice job defensively for the Reds that time. Zach Mast, the junior linebacker, up to make the stop. So third down, Platte Valley, third and about five here. Howdy Johnson, 18 of 30 this season coming in. 125 yards a game passing the football, 154 yards a game rushing the football. That's been his big thing. Howdy's had wheels. Third down, five coming up here. Johnson wants to throw. They're coming at him. Scoots out of the first problem. Left-hand side, down he goes. Nice tackle from the backside. Getting there for the Reds. That's Gunnar Clary, the sophomore. Man, Gunnar Clary is a really good football player, both sides. So fourth down, what do you do? 27-0. I'd go for this. I mean, I don't even think about it, and I think Troy Hoffman's on the same page as here comes Howdy.
I take it back.
They're going to punt, aren't they? Josh Eagleton in to punt. Kay Gentry stands back at his own 10-yard line here. 27-0. The snap is very high. Eagleton drops it. Ball's on the ground. He'll try to run with it now. The 50, the 45, he's knocked out of bounds, and that came undone for the Broncos. It's not a first quarter. The Broncos are going to want to put in their memory banks. Reds will take over at the 45-yard line, their own side of the field, with a 27-0 lead here in the first quarter tonight. Yeah, that penalty's declined. It's an illegal motion against the Broncos. They're not going to take that. Just a high snap that Eagleton did a really kind of nice job just to knock down, but couldn't get a good grasp on it, dropped it to the ground, and then by the time he picked it up, he had to run left side, made a pretty good run, but well short of the first down. All right, Reds take over again, their own 45-yard line here. 1:29 to go first quarter. My, oh my, oh my. 27-0 Reds already, and they own the football. Austin Martinez goes in motion right to left. They give the football up the middle. It's Rosas, I believe. It's either Rosas or Clary, 22 or 32, we'll see. It's Clary. Gunnar Clary goes to the 47-yard line. Gain of two there, and it's going to be second down and about eight. You've got Rosas, 22, and Clary, 32, both in the ballgame right now for the Reds. Second down and eight for Walker Martin. Wouldn't be surprised if he tries to get Tate Smith or Zach Grable downfield here. Austin Martinez in the slot. Going to give it outside. Clary's got it. The 45. Clary gets to midfield and stumbles and goes down there on the tackle.
Trying to see who that was. They came from nowhere, whoever snuck in there and made that tackle. I think it was Talon Short is who it looks like, 14.
Third down five coming up here for the Reds at the midfield stripe. Can the Broncos get a stop? They haven't done that tonight.
If my ability to keep stats is correct, it's the first time that Eaton has had a third down tonight.
Wow, how about that? Walker Martin in trouble now. Going to throw it out. It's picked off. Picked off down the sideline. The 40 inside the 30. This is Josh Eagleton out of bounds at the 20-yard line. And the junior read it perfectly. And that, Kyle, is exactly what the Broncos needed. They stopped the Reds and the return by Eagleton. They're set up shop down around the 20-yard line of the Reds.
Yeah, they needed anything to give them any kind of life, and getting something positive, obviously, is very good. But Eagleton, like you said, kind of dropped back into coverage, read that perfectly.
So Hattie Johnson and the Broncos will go to work at the 20-yard line, the edge of the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone here. And, boy, if they ever needed a touchdown, they need one now, down by four scores. Fake handoff to Fannebecker. Howdy's going to keep it nowhere to go as the Reds' red jerseys close in. The Reds wearing top to bottom red tonight. Red helmets, red shirts, red pants. Broncos with the navy blue helmets. And, of course, white shirts, white pants tonight.
Into the quarter.
We're done. One quarter in the books, folks. 27-0. Reds in front. When we open the second quarter, the Broncos are in business. Second down and 10 from the Reds 20. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. First down handoff here to open the second quarter for the Broncos goes to Justin Fannebecker. Nothing doing, maybe lost a yard. Call it second down and 11. How about this score? We go to the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Severance, who got boat raced, as Kyle just said, 42-0 by Green Mountain. Green Mountain's really good, but they got beat 42-0 last week. They beat Meade today. They beat the Mavericks 37-27. Congratulations to Jeff Van Winkle. We'll get the coach on, the fastest talker in the world. We'll get him on, I'm sure, Monday or Tuesday on Clark and the Coach. Back to throw. Here's Howdy. He wants to go down the middle of the field. This ball's going to be intercepted by the Reds. It is going to be the ball hawk. That is Trent Salberg, who had six picks last year. He's got two now this year. Kid just knows where to go and how to catch the football. The Reds stop him. They'll take over at their own five-yard line.
I think Howdy had two incompletions last week. He has not completed a pass tonight except for to the wrong team. So tough start for him, but a different level of defense, I think, that he's facing tonight.
I was trying to look for a let's see, what other games do we have on today? I'm trying to get my schedule here for you. Dayspring Christian was at Byers today at 1 o'clock. I don't see a final for that yet. Highland and Kent Denver, don't see a final for that one as well. Meade and Severance, we told you Severance by 10 there. How about that? Here's Ryder Truff in the backfield. Nowhere to go for Ryder. Nice job defensively by the Broncos.
I think that was Fannebecker snuck in there.
And Buffalo, Wyoming, and Rez Christian go today as well.
Yeah, Buffalo's kind of in the smaller, not the smallest class in Wyoming, but they're not one of the bigger Wyoming
I'd
schools.
I'd never even heard of that school. I thought maybe it was Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills.
It was, yeah. Just south of Sheridan, Buffalo, on I-25 before
all right.
It turns
see,
into
this
I-90.
This is why Kyle Johnson's here, folks. the 20-21 yard line, and it's going to be a first down. And that's what all the Reds needed, was to get out of their own back porch there.
Yeah, Joey Blaskowski with the seal block on the far side of the field over there to spring that play and open it up for what looks like about a game. Well, nobody's moving, so maybe we're going the wrong direction here.
Uh-oh. How about this? Was there a penalty on the play? Yeah, maybe so. So the Reds stalling out a little bit, an interception on the last drive, then with no field position here, kind of backed up on their own side, and a penalty drives it all the way back to the four-yard line here. So instead of a Reds first down at the 21, they'll have second down and 11 from the four. And Walker Martin will go back to work. Buffalo, Wyoming with a 7-6 advantage over Resurrection Christian. Second quarter is what we hear from Max Preps. And on this good hard count that time, I think, by Walker Martin, I think he pulled the Broncos off sides. Yep. So they'll mark five off against the Broncos here. It'll make it second and six instead of much more manageable second down for the Reds here. 10-18 to go, first half, 27-0, Reds in front of the Broncos.
Eaton does good enough gaining yards on their own. If you're Platte Valley, you can't give them to them.
They don't need any help, right, Kyle?
No, they do not.
Second down and six here for the Reds. Walker Martin wants the football. Gets it. Where does he go? Give it up the middle. This is Ryder True. Spin move by True, and he brings it out for a first down to about the 18-yard line. Good move by Ryder True.
That was Brody White, 47, in there to make the tackle for Platte Valley, but it was after the first down was picked up.
Broncos had beaten the Reds four times in a row until last year, and the Reds said, not so fast, my friend, and beat them 32-0. Fake handoff now, going to go down the middle, and Tate Smith makes the catch. The big tight end's off to the races. The 40, 45, 50, still on his feet and down to the Bronco 45-yard line. Tate Smith about 37 yards on the pitch and catch. That was a pretty nice move. Walker Martin, a fake, and then he threw it over the middle. Just a great play, and they've got yardage. Boy, they've got weapons.
Yeah, Platte Valley does not have an answer for Tate Smith.
Nope.
We talked to Coach Hoffman last night, and he said they were going to try to, you know, funnel the Grable kid and some of these other kids, but there's just too many coming at you. And Tate Smith, unofficially tonight, now has four catches for 90 yards and two touchdowns.
Gunnar Duncan of the near side here. Where do they go? They go to Ryder True off the right-hand side. The 45 tripped up there, and Ryder goes down to the 43-yard line. So give him a couple on first down. It'll be second and eight for the Reds coming up here. 8 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. At halftime, we'll have the Journey Homes halftime show and take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard. All of that brought to you by Journey Homes.
Kind of an interesting day score-wise for ranked teams all over the place. I mean, high school football had some upsets. Erie got beat yesterday, number four ranked.
Yeah,
that was
me,
number three.
Although
or five.
Although Erie's schedule has been through the moon so far.
But
wait for the playoffs for them.
Plenty of NCAA upsets today as well.
How about Marshall beating Notre Dame today? Can you believe that? Here's
in
a throw
South
over the
Bend.
Middle. In South Bend, that's right. Tate Smith with the catch and takes it down to the 36-yard line, short of the first down by about a yard. Tate Smith having a big, big night so far. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. Didn't Appalachian State and Texas A&M go to the wire, too, today?
Yeah, I don't know what the final ended up, I guess.
Saw 7-7 last I saw, but holy cow. Most of the pundits were saying after the Appy State game against North Carolina, where it was 63-61, that Texas A&M would put 100 on them. And somehow they played defense. Football's a weird game.
Texas-Alabama was right down to the
right,
wire, and Texas
absolutely.
Lost their starting quarterback. So.
Yep. Apparently they're... Their backup came in and did pretty well. Here's Walker Martin left side. They're after him in a hurry. Oh, good move by Walker, and he's down to the 30-yard line. Flag down, though. This may come back. It's a first down if there's no flag at the 30, but I'm guessing we're going to back this one up against the Reds.
That's been Platte Valley's best defense, unfortunately, so far, is the Reds sending themselves backwards. Another holding call, it looks like.
Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, Don Scott and his staff out there, Lance Pickett in Fort Collins, Dave Martin in Loveland. Those are the guys. Talk about a staff. When we talk about sporting team staffs like the Reds, God, their sports programs have long tenured staffs. Look at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. These guys have been doing it together for over 30 years, going on 40. They'll take care of you in Fort Collins, in Loveland. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. I stand behind them every step of the way. You will too. They're putting the care back into car care. Walker's going to throw deep. He wants a receiver up into the air and incomplete inside the 10-yard line. Trying to go for the catch that time. See if I can get a number.
I think
it was Kay Gentry, maybe five.
Yeah, was it?
Might have been Salberg, 2-4. Let's see. If he turns around at some point.
I'm tracking him across the field.
I see you looking at him.
He's still going to face right towards the official. He's not going to turn and give us a look at his number. I think. No, still not going for it.
No, he's not
going to
do it. He knows we're looking at him.
Maybe eight?
Oh,
that's
Joey Pluskowski.
Yeah.
Pluskowski, who was our Norfolk Iron Medal Player of the Week last week with two touchdown catches against University. That's who it was. It was Joey.
Good recovery by the defender there, too.
Terrific.
He was kind of beaten, made a sprint, and knocked his hand through it. And Clive Valley gets their first.
So fourth down, 11 for the Reds. They'll have to punt this one away. Zach Grable in to kick it away. 27-0. Reds in front of this one. A couple of Tate's touchdown catches in the ball game, and the Reds are rolling here in front of the crowd in their brand-new stadium. Grable back at his own 40. Gets it. Here's a little poocher down the middle. Inside the 20. This is a good bounce. This is going to roll inside. Can they stop it before the goal line? Tipped up, out, and what are they going to call it? Right at the goal line, they are going to call this thing stopped at the one-yard line. Oh, my. That was a great job by the Reds to corral that bouncing ball inside the five-yard line. But, boy, oh, boy, right to the edge before they could snag it. And now the Broncos, Kyle, they're down 27-0, and they got 99 yards of green grass in front of them.
Yeah, when it's kind of going your way, looks like it's going your way, and that ball looked like it was going to roll right into the end zone, and good effort by the Eaton Red special teams to get on top of that ball and tip it back, and there it is. Like you said, I think it's inside of the one where that ball is marked.
Makes for a long field, especially when you're on a goose egg so far. 27-0 Reds. Here are the Broncos and Howdy Johnson from their own one, or as Kyle said, inside the one.
Platte Valley has gained 11 yards on offense so far.
Platte Valley, 11 yards total offense? Wow, that's not going to get it done. Howdy, left-hand side. Did he go down? No, he got out of the end zone. I thought they got him for a second back in that red patched end zone, but he gets out to about the 3. Give him a couple. Second down and about 8 coming up here for the Broncos.
The littlest bit of breathing room is nice, obviously, but they need a first down. They have not got one of those yet either.
Wow, how about that? This would be a great time for it because you got to get out off your own back porch here. There's no doubt. 27-0. Can't afford to give the Reds a short field here.
Especially the struggle that the punting game has had. They haven't had good kicks. They haven't had good snaps. It's all been kind of a rough night.
Howdy in the backfield with a pitch. They'll come out with this one to about the 15. Might have been Fannebecker. Let's see. Put it out at the put it out at about the 5, maybe the 6-yard line. Third and about 5 here coming up for the Broncos. Reds make wholesale changes defensively. 6:10 to play here in the half, halfway through our second quarter. Journey Homes halftime show coming up in this one. Last night we were in Johnstown, sitting in the muck and the mire. That was just like, it was like someone with a spray bottle sitting and spraying you for 2 straight hours. Back to throw here, looking. Pass is caught over the middle, but way short of the first down. That's a nice job. Zach Grable came over and just said, not on my watch. He made the play after the Broncos made the catch. Catch for the Broncos was Will Hampton, a senior, but well short of the first down, so the Broncos will have to kick from their own 8 here. Kay Gentry's going to be licking his chops here with 5.5 to go.
First completion for Howdy Johnson tonight, and like you said, just trying to take what the defense gave him, but that's exactly what the defense has wanted him to do, was dump it off underneath where they could keep it in front of him and avoid Clive Valley getting that first down.
Gentry stands at the 39-yard line of the Broncos here. Snap, here's the kick, and the kick, it looked like it was almost blocked. If not, it's just a snubbed kick. Picked up by Cade at about the 35-yard line, and he takes it to the 31. So the Reds are going to have great field position with 5:06 to play here in the second quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 27-0 Reds. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, folks, if you blink sometimes in life, you'll miss something. Morgan Tribbett off the left-hand side goes 30 yards for a Reds touchdown here. And it's 33-0 Eaton now with 4:58 to play here in the first half. Grable will come out for the extra point. What has Tribbett got? Has he got a couple scores tonight then?
Yeah, he does.
I have him for
72 yards and two touchdowns for Morgan Tribbett.
Two for Morgan, two for Tate Smith tonight.
One for Ryder True.
Snap placed down. Five touchdowns on the board for the Reds. The kick is good by Grable. 4:58 to go. Gives a chance to step aside one more time. Let's do that. 34-0 Reds. They're a touchdown away from a running clock in this game. We're coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Here, Kyle Johnson, Clark Johnson in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Our Buildings by Design game of the week tonight. It is Platte Valley and Eaton and all red so far. 34-0. Give me some total yards in the game, Kyle. Let's have some fun with that.
Let's go 263 for the Eaton Reds in the first half to 20 for the Platte Valley Broncos.
263 to 20. And the scoreboard reflects the same. 34-0 Reds. And here is the kickoff. Be taken about a yard deep in the end zone. That means it's a touchback. Talon Short going back to take the football about a yard deep, and they'll bring in the football out to the 20. Broncos need to get something done here. 4:58 to play here in the first half. Journey Homes out of town scoreboard. We told you. 37-27 Severance beats Meade today. Buffalo out of Wyoming. Buffalo High School. Is that a town, Buffalo?
Yes.
Okay. 7-6. They lead Resurrection Christian High School in the second quarter. I think those are the only scores we've got that are recent for you. I don't have a Dayspring Christian score. We'll try to effort one for you today. Here is the handoff up the middle. Fannebecker out over the 30. Good move that time. And for the Broncos, it's maybe their best play of the game. They take the football out to about the 34-yard line, the 35-yard line, in fact, and it's a first down for the Broncos.
Has to be their best play of the game. They gained almost as much on that one play as they've had total so far.
They just doubled their output in one play.
Nice cutback there by Fannebecker to find room.
From 20 to 35 yards, just like that.
Looks like Talon Short playing quarterback for the Broncos.
Look at Talon Short. Short takes it. The sophomore fake handoff. He'll keep it himself off the left-hand side. They got him wrapped up. He's going to lose a yard. Reds just strung it out defensively very nicely. Gunnar Clary, the sophomore, came over and made a good play. He's a terrific football player. More I see the sophomore play, the more I think, wow, as a junior and a senior, how good is Gunnar Clary going to be? 4 minutes to go, first half here at Eaton High School, the brand-new stadium unveiling tonight. Mitch Unrein has his jersey, number 10, retired by the Reds. Great ceremony before the game, and the Reds are honoring that with a 34-0 lead here. Short's going to give the handoff and stuffed in the backfield, probably Fannebecker. It is. He got a couple. He's going to lose a yard maybe. Going to be 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13 for the Broncos here. Couple of plays that puts him in a hole.
Just like that play, there was more guys in the backfield wearing red than white and before he even had the handoff. So not a lot you can do when you're trying to cut four guys as you take the ball from your quarterback.
Broncos in a conference with Devlin, Valley, Bennett, Wellington, and Prospect Ridge. How about Wellington? The freshmen and sophomores are 2-1 now.
And Bennett has kind of been on a roll as well.
Short's going to throw here, going long down the left sideline. This ball may be intercepted by the Reds. Is it? No. Tipped away there. Defensively for the Reds, Court Sanger was there. Made a good play all the way, Court did, and was able to almost come up with a pick, but it glances off his hands, and the Broncos will have to kick it away now. And now you look at the scoreboard and you say, hey, 3:09 left. The Reds can make this a running clock in the first half here if they can get into the end zone.
They're going to get good field position just going off of
boy, the Broncos have had a tough time kicking the football tonight, there's no doubt. Here's the snap place, or the, not the place, the kick. Kay Gentry's going to take it to the 41-yard line, looking for a block outside the numbers, 45-50, into Platte Valley territory and out of bounds at about the 43 of the Broncos.
Jacob Chavarria sprinting across to force him out of bounds.
Well, 3 minutes, 2:59 actually to go on that. That's a beautiful scoreboard too here at the stadium. And now you think, boy, we've got two of the best stadiums here in northern Colorado in the state. I mean, if you take a look in Kersey, what the Broncos have there, of course, and now here at Eaton High School, man, just gorgeous.
Yeah, this one's real nice. Platte Valley's, obviously, we enjoy it. We enjoy anywhere that lets us have a nice press box where we're not sitting on a roof.
I am
or
thrilled. You know, I could go in a soapbox right now and tell you how glad I am to be indoors. I was just glad to get home and be indoors last night. I was like, this is great. I'm not sitting here soaked. Here's the handoff, spinning out of a tackle into the 40-yard line. It's a gain of three for the Reds here.
Rosas will carry up the middle for the Reds.
That was Rosas, D'Angelo Rosas.
I have to correct my stat sheet. I gave his yards to Tribbett. Morgan has plenty on his own.
He does.
He doesn't need any help.
Rosas, 5'6", junior. Seven carries for 67 yards coming in, so... Second down here and about seven for the Reds here, or six, I'd say. Man in motion was Tribbett. Here's Walker Martin. He's going to keep. Yep, he's going to cut it back up. Nice move by Walker Martin. Looking for a seam. So patient was the senior right there. Then picked his hole and has a first down inside the 30-yard line and down to the 29-yard line here of the Broncos.
Yeah, it's amazing how, like, you coined it perfectly. He just kind of ran parallel to the line of scrimmage, found his seam, and cut right up it, and nobody could collapse and fill that seam. I mean, it looked like it was about wide enough for him to go through, but he hit it at full speed.
Put the football down to the 29-yard line. Reds trying to make a running clock here in the first half. Martin almost fumbled the snap. Flag is down. The Reds moved, I think, up front. Take the football, D'Angelo Rosas hitting the backfield there. Maybe lost a yard. And we'll see. Maybe the Broncos decline this and take the yard loss instead of the five on the play. The Reds seem to be able to make up the five pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know if that was – did we get illegal motion or
– I'm calling it against the Reds, and I don't even know what the penalty is, Kyle, so I could be wrong, yeah. No doubt about that. Thank you to TBK Bank, folks. We love what they do, our timeout sponsor.
They did exactly what you said, though. They're going to take the loss of one and the loss
they
of
are.
Down, I believe. Well, the white hat went like this anyways. I think that's what that means.
TBK Bank, what started from humble beginnings, has grown to a new bank with small town values and the resources to make a difference. TBK Bank stands for you. TBK Bank, SSB, member FDIC, Johnstown, Milliken, Evans, LaSalle, Severn, so many great branches out here and throughout the state.
Everything I just said, throw that out the window. They backed him up 5 yards.
Did they? All right.
It's still first down.
Not so fast, Kyle.
I swear the official did give the, like, both arms to his chest, both arms out, straight out, which to me means
he was exercising.
Point.
That's all. Yes. That's all he was doing.
He got me good.
34-0 here. Reds in front. They'll put the ball to 34-yard line. And the public address announcer says, and that is they move the football back to where it should be. He goes, and that's what we thought it should be. And those referees are going, no, we don't need to hear that. All right. And now maybe encroaching here defensively are the Broncos. Did they move into the neutral zone? We're playing the five-yard penalty game. It is against Platte Valley.
Walker Martin gives the hard count. And so after all of that, they would have been better off to not have to take the penalty because it would have been second down.
We're right back where we started. It's Friday again. It's first down from the 29. First down Reds again, 34-0, 1:36. Reds. Oh, that was a dart into the end zone and a touchdown for Austin Martinez. I believe it's Martinez.
I think it was Zach
Grable.
Or
is that Zach Grable? It is. How could I pull that trigger wrong? 15er Zach Grable makes another touchdown catch. Is that the first catch for Zach tonight?
That's the first one I have for
him. Okay, so six catches this year for Zach. Boy, that was a dart by Walker Martin. Zach Grable, six catches, four for touchdowns. Last year he had 16 catches, 10 for touchdowns. Zach Grable is a touchdown machine, but he owes Walker Martin dinner after that throw. That was a gorgeous throw by Martin.
Great route, too. I mean, he cut that post right off in front of his defender and into the end zone he went.
Extra point is good. 41-0 Reds with 30 seconds to go, and the clock is running the rest of the night. Call the babysitter. We're going to be home early, early tonight, folks. Here in Eaton, 41-0. We'll take a timeout. In fact, no, let's leave it here. 25 ticks, and we might not even get the kickoff off here. Unless the Broncos take a timeout, but Troy Huffman probably says, I want to get out of here as fast as I can and start over next week. The Broncos, by the way, next week will be playing at home on Saturday, so they have 7 days off. They'll go at 6 o'clock next Saturday at home against number 4, 1A, Wiggins. Wiggins, pretty good team, too. Beat Brush in the opening week.
Yeah, not going to get any easier. Platte Valley going home for the first time, too. All three of their games so far have been on the road.
All right, we're done with a half of football out here. We'll come back with the Journey Homes halftime show in a moment. We've got a running clock in the second half, folks. 41-0 Eaton over Platte Valley at halftime. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes halftime show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, folks, welcome back here to Eaton High School as we get to the Journey Homes halftime show. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range here, folks. They're killing it. You want your dream home? Journey Homes, the place to go, there's no doubt. Building your future together, to view floor plans, testimonials, and to take a virtual tour, please go to journeyhomes.com. All right, let's get to our CNH Solutions scoring summary. Here's kind of how the Reds got to 41 points and a 41-0 running clock lead at halftime.
Yeah, it happened quick every time that Eaton had the ball, honestly. Very first possession of the game, Ryder True goes 42 yards to the house. They went five plays, 71 yards, get my math right here. Took 2:01 off the clock, so they chugged it right down. Then the very Platte Valley goes three and out the very next drive. They go 67 yards, and that was capped off by the 38-yard pass from Walker Martin to Tate Smith, who made the spinning run to the end zone.
That was a great move by Tate down the right sideline, too, you bet.
1:53 off the clock on that drive. The next possession was after the muffed kick, or the unfielded kick, whatever you want to call it, and Morgan Tribbett, that one only took 7 yards to get to pay dirt, but Morgan Tribbett ran it both times, 1 yard, touchdown score, mentioned 36 seconds off the clock. They go 30 yards on the next drive, exactly 2 minutes off the clock. That one capped off by Tate Smith's second touchdown of the day. Then Platte Valley able to get two stops in a row, actually. They got the interception by Josh Eagleton and then forced a punt, but it didn't matter as the next possession for Eaton was a whole 8 seconds off the clock. That was a one player, and that was a house call from 30 yards out from Morgan Tribbett. And then the final drive of the half took 2:25 off the clock. And it was a 49-yard drive that time. 38 of it came on the pass from Martin to Zach Grable on the strike to the middle of the end zone. So lots of scoring drives for the Eaton Reds in the first half.
The pass to Grable, too, I must say, one of the best passes I've seen Walker Martin throw. Threaded it right down the middle of the field. I mean, it was on a dime to Zach Grable, who gets in the end zone. What was that for Zachary this year? It is his fourth touchdown. Is that the only catch he made in this ballgame?
It's the only one I gave him credit for.
6 catches, 4 touchdowns. And we told you last year, all he did, 16 catches, 10 of those were for scores.
That's pretty efficient.
I mean, it's, yes. My goodness gracious, the guy should just rent a home in the end zone.
He's like the new Chris Carter. All he does is catch touchdowns.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. All right, what do we got here? Let's pause. We'll come back. Second segment of the Journey Homes halftime show. We will get to the stats. Kyle will give you the team stats for both clubs when we come back here. Journey Homes halftime show, 41-0. Reds over the Broncos at halftime. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Eaton High School. It is the Journey Homes halftime show, 41-0. Eaton Reds in front of the Platte Valley Broncos at halftime. And Kyle is going to try to explain how we got there with some of the stats in the ball game today so far. Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, we'll look first through the air for Walker Martin in that first half. He goes 8 out of 11, 73%. 142 yards. Did throw the one interception, but he also connected on three touchdown passes in that first half. So beautiful first half for Walker Mountain. He also chipped in 23 yards on a couple of rushes. All over it on the ground are the Eaton Reds as they have two players over 50 yards in the first half rushing. Morgan Tribbett, 8 runs, 72 yards. Ryder True carried the ball 6 times for 64 yards. D'Angelo Rosas, a couple of carries for 5 yards. And Gunnar Clary, a couple of carries for 5 yards. Receiving in that first half, Austin Martinez, 1 catch for 4 yards. Majority of the damage done by Tate Smith. He had 5 receptions, totaled 98 yards, and hit the end zone twice. Zach Grable, 1 catch for 36 yards. And as we already discussed, all he does is catch touchdowns. He did that in that first half. For the Eaton Reds, they ran 31 total plays in that first half, 20 rush, 11 pass plays. They had 169 rush yards, 142 yards through the air, and that's a total of 311 yards, exactly a first down per play for the Eaton Reds in that first half. They did have the one interception. They had 4 penalties, 35 yards. They had 8 possessions, and they scored on, 6 of them. So that's efficient. And they had the ball for 14-13 total time of possession in the first half. For Platte Valley, Howdy Johnson goes 1 out of 5 in that first half, just 2 yards on that one completion that he made. He did throw one to the wrong team. Talon Short, 0 of 1 in that first half. Rushing the ball, Howdy carried it 6 times for a total of 2 yards. Brody White had 1 carry for 3 yards. Justin Fannebecker leads the way. He had 5 carries for 24 yards. Will Hampton had 1 for a yard. Talon Short lost a yard on his lone carry. And I didn't give credit to whoever caught that ball in the first half, so I don't know who had the receiving yards. So Platte Valley in that first half, 32 total yards of offense. They had 20 total plays, 14 rush, 6 pass, and they had 30 rush yards, 2 pass yards, average 1.6 yards per play. The one interception, they had 2 penalties, both encroachments on the defense. They did have the ball for 9 minutes, 13 seconds in that first half, but they didn't do a lot with it in that time that they had it. The punting was a little bit of a struggle as well on special teams for the Broncos.
Well, the scoreboard, our Gould Parts scoreboard, says 41-0. That's right, Gould Parts here in Eden, folks. Your quality source for Napa parts. And they're your parts center. That's where you got to go. Don't put up with the rigmarole. Hey, we'll get it for you. We got the wrong part. Maybe we can get it for you next week. Gould Parts is going to knock it out for you today. Alan Gould is great staff. Vic Marie, the whole gang out there, will kill it for you. Gould Parts right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Look for the big Napa sign on the front right across from the street from the McDonald's right there. Gould Parts does so many great things for us at KFKA. They are the scoreboard sponsor here on the games. They're a sponsor of Clark and the Coach, 10 to 11 weekdays. Bruce, Dick, and I will talk prep sports for an hour each day. And they are the headline sponsor for Preps Rewind on Saturdays. Had a nice show today from 10 to 11 o'clock every single Saturday with that big high school scoreboard. So that's going to do it from here, at least for the Journey Homes Halftime Show. We'll come back in a moment and get to the second half of this one. We're going to have 2 12-minute running clocks, folks. It's 41-0 Reds at halftime. We're back in a moment. A thank you again to Journey Homes, folks. Over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. Get your dream home. Go to journeyhomes.com. We're coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Brian Gary here for Happy Life Gardens in Evans. They are on a mission to help us with all the materials and know-how to be successful in our gardening and landscaping projects. I went in to see Eddie and the crew with some questions and ideas for my yard. I was knocked out by how much they cared about what I was doing and made sure that I had what I needed for my project. They have everything you need to turn your yard into the oasis you've been wanting. Happy Life Gardens is also a steel dealer, so you can get everything you need to make your project a hit. Happy Life Gardens, 2037th Street in Evans.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering, and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Ault Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Ault Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Ault on the east side of Highway 85. Ault Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eaton High School. It is the Kyle, 41-0.
Yeah, it's been a massacre up front and all the way through. And Platte Valley, see if they can get a little something going in this second half, build on some things.
Told you the Broncos in a week, next Saturday, they'll get Wiggins. They're going to have to just get back on the horse and go again. Here's Short with a football now. He in the backfield, and he drops it. Ball on the ground. Reds may have it here. Let's see. Yeah, they did. The Reds just recovered the fumble, the Talon Short fumble, and the Reds will take over at the 24-yard line of the Broncos here already with a 41-0 advantage.
Aiden Adams with the fumble recovery for the Eaton Reds. I'll tell you what, this running clock makes it a little harder to keep track of time of possession because it never stops.
Thank you to our good friends at Pope Farms. I mean, Susan Pope and the group out there, you want good, great, local, fresh stuff. Get out to Pope Farms, man. They buy local, they sell local, they grow local. They're simply Colorado proud. That's what they do at Pope Farms, and they've got everything from fruit to they got peppers out there. Roasted peppers are off the hook, good stuff. Here's the handoff up the middle, and it's Rosas to about the 21-yard line. So he'll pick up four there. But, yeah, spin by off of 65th Ave and 34 bypass out there. Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center, man. Great stuff out there. Thank you to Susan Pope and the great folks out there.
New quarterback for the Eaton Reds as well, Aaron Hernandez, rather, the senior.
21-yard line. They go to Gunnar Clary here. Boy, they shot him down to the 20-yard line. Gunnar looked like he was ready to put it into high gear, and they just popped him after a gain of one. So it'll be 3rd and 5 here for the Reds. What are or what were the total yards? Where are we at?
We're at 316 now, so we were 312.
Looking for the handoff here. Do we have a new quarterback in there? I just looked.
Yes, Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez, all right. Is he wearing 14?
Yes, sir.
So that's enough for Walker Martin tonight. 4th and 6 the Reds are going to have coming up here, but this one was decided in the first half, folks. 41-0 Reds in one half of football tonight to open their new stadium. Boy, oh boy, talk about the Reds coming to play.
You see the Reds tonight, it makes you wonder. You've seen them last week as well. It makes you wonder how good the Classical Academy is.
It sure does. And, you know, maybe it wasn't an A game for the Reds. I didn't see it. Extra, or not extra point. We're going to kick a field goal here. Zach Grable from the 27. It's a 37-yard attempt for Grable here. Zach's 1 for 2 on field goals. This one on the way, and it is good. He nailed it. 37-yard field goal for Zach Grable. He's multi-talented, folks. He can also run hurdles, and is a state champion high jumper. Pretty cool stuff. We'll come back in a moment. 7:50 left and counting here in the third quarter. It's 44-0 Eaton over Platte Valley. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995. Journey Homes has built over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes communities provide the lifestyle you seek at the price you can afford, providing a design center to make your home just the way you like it. Journey Homes has prime locations with amenities such as trails and parks. Visit our website at journeyhomes.com to view a great selection of quality floor plans, testimonials, and home galleries. Or give us a call today at 970-539-0120.
All right, under 7 minutes to play third quarter here in Eden. 44 to nothing now, Reds, after the Grable 37-yard field goal. Zach will kick it off, and he booms this one. Waiting for it. It'll be taken by Talon Short at about the 5-yard line. Brings it out to the 15, spins out of a tackle now, and takes it to the 19-yard line.
That Talon Short return in the first half was their best play of the night for Platte Valley.
And, Kyle, he can run. You said off the air, just as a matter of conversation, maybe Talon Short should be the running back and Howdy should be the quarterback, and that would help them out a little bit, but we'll see how that goes.
Looks like Howdy banged up a little bit at the end of that first half. I seen him taking his shoulder pads off across the way, so I assume his night is complete.
All right, halfway through the third, here come the Broncos to work now, 44-0.
Back to that Grable kick. I think that thing was good from 47.
He
had plenty of distance.
Didn't he? Yeah. Got a leg, there's no doubt. It's funny to talk about other things that he does besides catch touchdown passes. Here's a Short on a keeper out to the 25. Good quick move by Talon Short there, and he gets to the 27-yard line. So a gain of 7 on first down. It'll be second down and 3 here for the Broncos. There's a flag, though. This might be working against the Broncos. It is holding on Platte Valley, of course. Well, for the Broncos, what a run for Troy Hoffman. 22 years out here. Last 17 years he's been the head coach. They've made the playoffs every single year. Unbelievable. 2007 state champs, that was under Michael DeWall. Troy was on the staff at that time. DeWall won it. 2013 champs, that was Troy's team. 28-19 win over Faith Christian in that particular season in 2013. All right, Short's going to throw here. 2 steps, going to fire it over the middle. Tipped and almost intercepted. Reds defensively, that was Tyler Beers, a senior. Almost, if he's got that, Kyle, he's walking into the end zone.
Yeah, he stepped right in front of that Red quarterback's eyes and made a good play on it. Just couldn't quite get it to be caught. I think Platte Valley probably still makes the playoffs, just judging by their league.
Well, I think they're going to win their conference. You're getting beaten up by one of the best teams in the state right now, and it's not, you know, obviously it's not their best performance of the year here tonight. So, but no, you can't. You go back to work and you go win your conference.
You got to watch out for Bennett. They hung 68 on the Sterling Tigers last week. But I agree with you, though. I think
and a couple of girls can put 68 on Sterling this year. I'm pretty much telling you. Off on the right hand side, there's the carry. Not much.
Tripped lost yardage
at about the 12-yard line for the Broncos. That was Josh Eagleton.
Yeah, because the Sterling Tigers, how the mighty have fallen, right? I mean, they were a force.
And a state champion win.
Yeah, 18 years ago, maybe, 4 years ago.
Yeah, 18,
whenever
maybe.
The kid that plays for UNC, the quarterback.
Yep. Bodie, well, there he is. I was going to say Bodie Hume.
Yeah, that's right. He was quarterback, wasn't he, when they were really good?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think they won a game last year either.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, but yeah, last year they got housed every game. It doesn't take long for the cupboard to go bare. There's no doubt. Back to throw here is Talon Short again. Now he steps out of the pocket and he's going to go down. That's a great tackle. Maybe they get a face mask here or horse collar or something because they came in at the end of this.
Yeah, it's Tyler Beers again.
Yeah, it sure was.
I'm with you, though. I think it's a face mask, which is going to bail the Broncos out a little bit.
Yeah, they would have been stuck at their own 2-yard line there. However, they'll move this one out. Don't forget, when we're done, the Alt-Feed Mill postgame show. We'll have the Norfolk Honor and a Medal Player of the Game, Steamway Florida Sailor, Drive of the Game. All that's coming up for you, so stick around for that. Thank you to A&W also, folks. A&W and Eaton, love what they do. They're hiring right now. So Google them, give them a call, and get on down there. Talk to Shannon down there. Shannon and Tammy, they'll help you out. They'll get you going. It's a great staff down there. Daily specials. 2 for $12 on the daily specials. $2 off any combo on Thursdays. Here's Short up the middle. Good run by Talon Short, and he's close to a first down. He's got it out to the 31-yard line. A&W, as we said, try the new peach shake as well. Talking about the hiring for A&W, too. Mornings and weekends, they need a opener for the kitchen on weekends. So if that sounds like something you want to do, you're an early riser, get up, go to A&W. They'll knock it out. Nights and managers for the night crew as well. So A&W in Eaton, your perfect place, the official restaurant of Preps Radio, and you can go get a job there. Plus, they've got Uber Eats, too. Get your A&W at home. All right, here's a short right-hand side, and they got him in the backfield this time. A host of red jerseys.
Aiden Jewell led the charge for the Reds.
Short again with the quarterback keep. Aiden Jewell with the tackle for the Reds.
There's an echo in here. Did you hear it?
I did.
Kyle says it, and the public address guy says the same exact thing. 1:40 to go here in the third quarter. We'll have a 12-minute running clock in the fourth quarter as well. 44-0 Eaton leads Platte Valley here tonight. It was 41-0 at halftime.
Beans, it's 44-0. On a personal foul face mask, I would have thought that would have been an automatic first down, no?
You know, high school's weird because there are a lot of personal fouls that don't give you a first down if the yardage doesn't make a first down. Yeah, it's kind of odd. Where in the NFL, every personal foul is a first down. Even a 5-yard hole defensive. So make it third down coming up for the Broncos. Now they need their own 41 for a first down, so third and about six. Told you the Broncos have Wiggins next Saturday at 6 o'clock in Kersey for their first home game of the year, as Kyle said. The Reds will go to Severance, and this is Severance, Jeff Van Winkle's team, coming off a 37-27 win today over Meade after getting housed by Green Mountain 42-0. It's a weird season.
And Severance a battle last year in the same class as Eaton, so that should be a fun one as well.
Back to throw here is short now. Here they come to him. He's going to have to dump it off, and there's nobody there. He just threw it away. And it'll be fourth down coming up for the Broncos here. It's hard to work as a quarterback. It's hard to work as a running back when your offensive line's getting beat. It's just hard. And we are done with three quarters of play here at Eaton High School. 44-0 Reds in front. Come back with the fourth and final 12 minutes when we return on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We open the final 12 minutes of the ball game here. It's a running clock, so you can set your wristwatch to this unless somebody calls timeout. And the punt, Kay Gentry just watches it go dead at about the 30-yard line. So the Reds will go to work with a bunch of backups in here in a 44-0 ball game.
I think we had a new punter that time for the Broncos as well. I couldn't tell if it was 12 or 18, Hagen Jackson or Regan Edstrom. Yeah, we'll just give it to the Reds at the start of the quarter. That's good enough.
Try to get an update for you on the Journey Homes Out-of-Town scoreboard here. Here is 30. Who's 34 for the Reds now coming into the ballgame?
Connor Davey.
That's Connor Davey. He's a sophomore quarterback. Also post him as a linebacker. So let's pencil him in. Number 10 is Connor.
No, 34.
I mean, where did I go to 10 for?
Well, that's 34 is a very standard quarterback number.
Connor Davey. All right, second down for the Reds, second and 8. Here's the score I've been waiting all night for. Fleming beats Grenada 2-0.
The old forfeit. Oh, I think I read something about
that. Is it Granada or is it Grenada?
I say Granada, but I don't know.
No, I say tomato.
Yeah.
So we don't know. All right, 34-yard line, a gain of about 4 for the Reds. It'll be second down and 6. I'm trying to find some local scores that folks might be interested in here.
I think that was Preston Smith, number 20. Carrying the ball that time for the Eaton Reds. I thought I read somewhere that Granada had too many sick players or too many injured players. Is that 6-man or 8-man, Fleming?
Yeah, you got me. I think that's 6-man.
Fumbled snap.
I know more of the 8-man teams because Dayspring plays 8-man.
Sure.
DCA bombs Byers today, 50-20. So Benny Fusco's team gets a win there. Let's see what else I can find for you on our Journey Homes Out-of-Town scoreboard. Right now, let's see, third quarter, late third quarter, Buffalo, Wyoming, and Resurrection Christian, 14-14. So, Rez, the number 7 team in the state right now, having a battle with a Wyoming club.
Yeah, I really did not think Buffalo was that good either. I'm going to have to go to their prep site and see what Buffalo's ranked in Wyoming.
All right, Reds are going to punt this away. Grable waits for it. Snap back. Zachy's going to kick it away here. This ball is going to bounce inside the 30 and be fielded. That's a nice little move by the Broncos right there. That's Julian Salazar Marquez. And instead of starting from the 25, he ducked under two Reds and popped out the other side and brings it out to about the 43-yard line. So good return there by Salazar Marquez. And the Broncos will go back to work right here. We'll step aside for a sec, 30-second timeout with 8:55 to play in the ballgame. 44-0 Reds. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, while we were away, as we dip under 8 minutes to go in the game, pass there by the Broncos is intercepted by Jack Dirksen, who's wearing 45. You remember the Dirksen name, Ryan Dirksen, one of the best players in the state last year, both sides of the football for the Reds. What a career he had. And that must be Little Bro, who's a sophomore, wearing the same number as his older brother. How cool is that? So Jack Dirksen with a pick, and the Reds have the football back with 7.5 to go and a 44-0 lead over the Platte Valley Broncos.
It's taking me a while, but I'm getting there on those Wyoming rankings.
You
to
get
see.
There, Kyle. You get there.
Why is this? Why do they make it so hard to? Why don't they just put a list of rankings? For crying out loud, David Settle.
Now, Kyle's trying to imitate me in most of my things throughout my day where I complain about them. 46-yard line, back to throw here. Looking, and Connor Davey in trouble. Ball's on the ground now. Did he fumble it? Or is this an incomplete pass? It is. I think the Broncos are going to get this football. Got sacked, lost the ball, and who recovered?
Doug Nally, number 34, I believe.
So the Broncos have it. Doug Nally, talking about him. Penalties against the Reds, they'll decline that. Doug Nally, 8 tackles a game, 4 tackles for loss coming in. Good defensive player for the Broncos. And the Broncos have the ball back, so the teams are playing hot potato right now with it.
Six minutes. Each had it one play, and they gave it back. So
goodbye.
That's a good trade in field position for Platte Valley, though.
Broncos will get it at the 36-yard line. They need a 44-point play. Do they have one of those? Let's see. 36-yard line here. Talon Short will go to work at quarterback here for the Broncos. And on first down, 3-step drop now. Now he's going to be flushed out, roll left side, going to run. Now he throws it last second. That's a good move, and they dropped it outside. For the Broncos that time, it looked like Julian Salazar Marquez was the receiver.
And he was open.
Yeah, he just tried to run before he caught it. It goes incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 for the Broncos right here. Alt Feed Mill postgame show's coming up. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt at number 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. We've got our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game, the Steamway floor to ceiling, drive of the game. All that coming up for you when we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show here in about 5.5 minutes or so. Left-hand side, Short's going to run, tries to cut it back, and boy, a host of red shirts there to cut him down. At about the 37-yard line. So it's going to be 3rd and 11 for the Broncos coming up here. Not sure what the Broncos. I wouldn't mind being a fly on a wall in the Bronco locker room tonight.
Yeah, might be kind of fun to, not for I don't them,
think,
but it
I
would
don't
be
think
interesting.
After this, it's a yelling match.
No.
I think it's more of a, hey, we got work to do.
Yeah.
And
let's get home. Let's get back to it. And
let's turn the page.
Did I ever tell you that I finally figured out my research, the answer to my question?
You did. Okay, tell me that.
Buffalo is ranked 5th in 3A in Wyoming.
Out of how many teams?
Oh, probably, I think there's only 14 in that class.
Is that right? Here's a throw down incomplete there. You need to reference that because 5 out of 14 is different than 5 out of 60 or so.
Well, I mean, 5 in Wyoming just in general, right? Sure. So that's why I didn't think they'd really give Rez a run for their money, so I'm impressed that they're hanging in there. Although I think 3A is the biggest class in Wyoming.
Is that right? Is there a dominating high school in Wyoming?
Not anymore. Douglas had a really good run for a while. They won like 3 or 4 in a row and lost one time in those 4 years.
Is it Campbell County?
Yes.
Pretty dang good.
Yeah, they're not as dominant anymore because they not to get on a Wyoming tangent, but what else do we have to do with 4 minutes left in a 44-0 ball game? But Gillette is like the size, almost the size of, say, Casper or some of the other bigger towns. But, like, Casper and Cheyenne have 2 and 3 schools. Gillette always had one. So
really?
Campbell County always had this one school. Well, now they have 2, and actually the new school is better than Campbell County. But, yeah, they won, like, 17 out of 20 or some thing.
All right, 37-yard line here for the Broncos, or for the Reds, first down coming up after holding –
I think it was just turnover on downs.
It was a turnover on downs, yeah, okay. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. In fact, they're going to hang out for a sec here. We'll pause 30 seconds, come back in a moment. 44-0 Reds here. We're back after this timeout, brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Reds with a first down here in 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. 44-0. Looks like it's going to be a shutout tonight for the Reds. I would imagine they'll kill the next 135 seconds just by running out the football here. Hand off left-hand side here. Josh Eagleton, the first man on a tackle, and I think he also put his hands on the face mask right there, and here comes the flag.
Smith to carry for the Reds. Looks like no gain on the play, but there are penalty flags as well.
See how far they back him up.
Face mask. Defense. 15-yard penalty.
I guess it wouldn't be back them up. They're going forward if you're on offense and the penalty is not against you.
That is a fact.
Can't get much past me.
All that talk you did about Wyoming has kind of screwed you up.
Yeah,
there,
I got my brain all
messed up. Come back to civilization, will you? All right, 34-yard line. I got nothing against Wyoming. It's over there.
Yeah.
125 left the clock running here. 44-0 Reds. They led 41-0 at halftime. We had a running clock last night in Johnstown with Roosevelt scoring 42 points a minute into the second quarter. Here's a nice pass downfield, jumping up and making the catch for the Reds. And I don't even have an 82.
I don't either.
All right.
But good job, 82.
Fine effort by 8-2 on the catch there for the Reds as we go under a minute in this one. The all-feed mill postgame show is coming up. Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game and our Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the football game.
Ooh, victory formation.
Yeah, Reds are just going to take the final snap here. And no reason for anybody dressed in white out there to stop the clock here. And they will go to it right now. So, as soon as they kneel on it, we will announce the final score. And they do right there. Reds are going to win it here tonight. They open and christen their brand-new football stadium out here with a 44-0 win over the Platte Valley Broncos. We're coming back with the All-Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton High School as we get to the All-Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. They're at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. For all of your Feed Mill, just anything you need there, give them a call. 970-834-2132. The good folks at Ault Feed Mill. 44-0 tonight, Kyle. In our back of our minds, we kind of thought, ooh, this could get ugly tonight because we just see the difference in the teams that get out on the field. The Reds are stacked, and the Broncos are, you know, they're searching for answers right now.
Yeah, the numbers are different, obviously, in the size of the amount of kids that are playing and all of those different things.
Yep.
And you add it all up, and Eaton's really good at the end of the day. You got to remember that, too. But
no doubt, yeah.
So I think you tie all those things together, and it's a tough night for the visiting Platte Valley Broncos for the second year in a row.
Broncos bounce back. They just got to go to work, and they've got to, once they get into conference play, go win your conference.
Yeah.
And, you know, knock that thing out and get to the playoffs like the Broncos do every single year.
Yeah, and we talked about that conference. We'll be interested to see how it shakes out, but not a bunch of powerhouses in there necessarily. So I think they still have their season in front of them. Obviously, one loss is not going to define you, and especially to a team like Eaton.
Well, we saw it last year. Roosevelt houses Meade in the regular season, and then Meade comes back and beats them in the playoffs.
Yep.
Get yourself to the playoffs. Win your conference. I know Troy Hoffman's going to be bringing that up with his kids. Say, put this one behind you, and let's just go to work. Give us some stats on the ballgame real quick, Kyle.
All right. Not a lot changed from halftime, but we did get a little bit more on top of what Eaton did in the first half. But let's look at overall team statistics first off for the Eaton Reds. I didn't update my score sheet. I about said for the Riverton Wolverines. That would not have been good. For the Eaton Reds.
Did they play tonight?
They played last night, and they got whipped. 41 total plays. They ran it 29 times, threw it 12, 187 yards on the ground. Pretty almost dead even, 167. Yeah, that's a 354 total. They really did damage to their average per play. They averaged 10 yards exactly a play in the first half, so a first down every time they ran a play on average. They dropped down to a disappointing. the ball for 24 minutes, 37 seconds. And their defense had 8 tackles for loss or negative yards in the ball game. Individually, Walker Martin, we talked about his first half. He hit 8 out of 11, 73%, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns, and the 1 interception. Aaron Hernandez threw one or completed his main pass attempt in that second half, 1-of-1, 25-yard pass for him. On the receiving side, Austin Martinez, 1 catch for 4 yards. Tate Smith with 5 catches for 98. And Zach Grable, 1 catch for 36 for the Eaton Reds. On the ground, Morgan Tribbett led the way, 8 attempts for 72 yards. That's good enough for 9 yards a carry. Ryder True outdoes his teammate on the average side, not as many yards. He goes, 6 for 64 and 11. Oh, I'm struggling here. And 11 yards per carry. D'Angelo Rosas, 3 for 9. Walker Martin had a couple of carries for 23 yards. Gunnar Clary rushed it 3 times. He had 6 yards total. Aaron Hernandez, who played the second half at quarterback, lost yardage on his rushing attempts. Connor Davey, 2 carries, 1 yard. Preston Smith, 3 for 13 for their numbers in the ball game. For Platte Valley, they had, 32 total plays, and they gained 48 total yards. That's 1.5 yards per play for the Broncos. They rushed it 20 times, passed it 12 times, had 2 yards through the air, 46 on the ground. 2 interceptions in the game, a fumble lost as well for Platte Valley, plus they turned it over on downs twice, and they had the turnover in the on the kickoff thing as well. So a rough night for Platte Valley. Drawing a blank. My brain used to work, but
wait till you get to be sick.
So penalties for the Broncos, 4 for 35, and time of possession, 22-49 for Platte Valley. They got into the backfield 4 times, created 4 plays for loss on the defensive side. Individually, Howdy Johnson didn't play in the second half. He goes 1 out of 5 for 2 yards and the interception. Talon Short, rough night throwing it. He goes 0 of 7 and throws 1 interception, does Talon Short. Rushing the ball, the leader was Justin Fannebecker. He had 5 carries for 24. Talon Short toted it 6 times for 17 yards. Howdy Johnson, 6 runs, 2 yards. 1 apiece for Brody White, Will Hampton, and Josh Eagleton. White 1 for 3 yards. Hampton 1 for 2 yards, and Josh Eagleton lost yardage on his only carry. And so that's the night for the Platte Valley Broncos and the Eaton Reds. And once again, your total yards, the big disparity there, 354 to 48 in the ballgame.
Look at that red defense. Just 48 yards is all the Broncos get tonight. We'll come back with our Norfolk Honor Medal Player of the Game and our Steamway Florida Ceiling Drive of the Game. Do that when we come back on the Alt Feedmill Postgame Show. 44-0 Reds tonight as they open their new stadium. Back in a moment on the Alt Feedmill Postgame Show right here, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton High School, Alt Feedmill Postgame Show. Let's get to it. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Oh, he was terrific. Next year he'll be going to where is Oklahoma State? Is that Stillwater?
Stillwater.
Boom. That's where Tate Smith is going to be go. He is our Norfolk Iron Metal Player of the Game tonight. 5 catches, 98 yards, and 2 scores, and one of them was unbelievable down the sideline. Just a great night. Oh, my goodness gracious. There's I'm guessing it's a brother and a sister out there. The brother's probably 4, and the sister's probably 2.5, and he just wrapped her up and popped her. I mean, just like a middle linebacker. Now he goes and helps her up at least. Okay, I was watching that on the field. Tate Smith, though, our Norfolk Iron Metal Player of the Game, as we said, and our Drive of the Game, Steamway Florida Ceiling Drive of the Game is going to include Tate Smith. It was that great second drive for the Reds where they started to get that get the lead on the Broncos tonight and lead the way to a 44-0 win. But great drive. Give me some details on that drive where Tate Smith turned in that great twisting play down the sideline.
Yeah, the Reds marched it down the first time, and then you think, all right, is it nerves? Can the Broncos stand up a little bit? And then, like you said, the second drive, they do the exact same thing. Started at their own 37-yard line, so that's 63 yards to the house, or not to the house, but 63-yard drive. Took a minute 53 off the clock. It took them 7 plays to do it, but the one that capped it was the pass to Tate Smith that you talked about, he caught it about the 25-yard line, spun on a dime, a guy about half his size that he should not be as more nimble than, but he was,
sure.
And then just ran away from everybody else into the end zone. And they took, like I said, a minute 53 off the clock, seven plays. They went 63 yards and capped it off with that 38-yard touchdown pitch and catch.
All right, folks, we'll come back, wrap things up here. 44-0 Reds over the Broncos tonight. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Eaton High School, the all-feed mill postgame show, 44-0, the Eaton Reds. It was 41-0 at halftime, folks. Running clock the entire second half. So the Reds have won two in a row now against the Broncos and by a total of 76-0 over the last 2 years. And we'll see where the Broncos go from here. The Reds are just going to try to make it a three-peat this year. So last two efforts against University and today against Platte Valley have shown that they mean business. There's no doubt. Kyle, thanks for coming out tonight, man. Appreciate you coming out and knocking out the stats and sitting with me tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It's always fun to get out and enjoy football. I thoroughly enjoy what I do in there, but it's nice to get out to a game every once in a while as well.
Yeah, Kyle, you'll find him every Friday night usually with us on the Journey Homes Out of Town scoreboard and Journey Homes halftime show, and then he does the Alt Feed Mill postgame show as well, and a football night in Northern Colorado that gets us started on those Friday nights. So Kyle does a great job there, but jumping out with me tonight, really appreciate that. 44-0. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio for knocking this thing out. Check us out Monday, 10 a.m., Clark and the Coach, myself and Bruce Dick, and we'll be talking high school football and how the weekend went. We'll get our weekend wrap-up with a look back at this weekend's high school football games. We'll do that on Monday at 10 o'clock. Until then, everybody be safe out there. Hug your kids. Final score once again tonight. The Eaton Reds 44, the Platte Valley Broncos nothing. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.